Hello and welcome. Today's guest is someone I've been itching to talk to for some time. Suzanne Dibble is a former corporate lawyer who's worked alongside the likes of Sir Richard Branson and Simon Woodruff, the founder of the Yosushi restaurant chain and one of the original dragons on BBC's Dragon's Den. Well, after winning many awards for her legal work, a few years ago, Suzanne decided to step away from the corporate world to start her own venture, the Small Business Legal Academy. Fast forward to today, and she's recently published a best-selling Dummies Guidebook on the subject of GDPR. And if you've never heard of GDPR, don't worry, you soon will. Suzanne, welcome.
Thank you. It is an absolute pleasure to be talking to you today.
Well, you've done so much already. It's really hard to know where to start, but perhaps you could tell me a little bit more about where you're from and how you ended up as a corporate lawyer.
Well, I can give you the abridged version or the very long version. I think for the sake of the listeners, we'll stick to the abridged version. Now, some of you, if you listen to me talk a little bit longer, you'd notice my flat A's. So even though I've lived down south now for about 25 years, you can still detect the northern accent. So I grew up in the northwest in a county called Cheshire. And I went to a private school, actually, and it was the type of school where if you were good at science, you were going to be a doctor, and if you weren't good at science, you were going to be a lawyer. That's about as extensive as the career advice was back then. And as you can tell from the way that my career went, I wasn't very good at science. So it was really, you were sort of pointed in those directions. I did a placement, I seem to remember, at the local, and I mean very local, sort of high street law firm. And the managing partner drove a very fancy Jaguar. And I thought, that'll do for me. I'll go into law. I'd love to give you some tale about, you know, I went down to the criminal law courts and was, you know, saw a travesty, a miscarriage of justice that I wanted to remedy in some way. But actually, it was a little bit more superficial than that. But, you know, saying that, it's been a brilliant career for me. It's allowed me to do pretty much everything that I've wanted to do. It's exercised my grey cells, certainly. It's enabled me to meet some incredible people. Like you mentioned, I've worked alongside Richard Branson and Simon Woodruff and other fascinating entrepreneurs. I've been doing the kind of deals that you would read about on the front of the FT. I've worked at ITV and led the biggest deal that they ever did when we were transmuting over from the analog signal to the digital signal. So I've had a fantastic career in law. And then I was very blessed that I was able to start my own practice, which has allowed me to work totally flexibly around my children. So I consider myself very lucky, actually, to have not been good at science, so that I've gone down the legal route rather than the medical route. Although saying that, I am suggesting to my daughter that she might consider medicine, because obviously I've had lots of experience of doctors with my husband and my mum and other family members who've needed the support of these brilliant people. So I'm suggesting that she might like that route, but for me, the legal route has been a joy, really.
And what a journey it's been, as you say. I mean, you've worked for some of the top companies around the country, and then to branch out and set up on your own. That's a huge achievement. And as you mentioned, you have worked with some of the biggest names in the corporate world, like Richard Branson. Well, what was that like?
It was, well, at the time, to be honest, I didn't realise what a big deal it was. Having now been in a circle of entrepreneurs for the last 10 years since I've set up my own business, I've realised that most of those entrepreneurs would literally give their right arm to go for dinner with Richard Branson, and not just people in this country, but all around the world. And I did that many times. I went to his house in Holland Park. I went for dinner with just him and three other people to a very cozy little restaurant in Chelsea. We went clubbing together on the King's Road. And at the time, you know, I really didn't think that much of it. I mean, he was a great guy. We had a lot of fun, but I wasn't thinking, goodness me, I'm here with a living legend in the entrepreneurial world. And he was fantastic. I mean, I wrote a blog post, actually, about the things that I learned from him. And what he was excellent at doing was finding really good people and then letting them get on with it. So, you know, he wasn't one to micromanage, that's for sure. And I think that actually is a real skill. Mm-hmm. But also, just such a people person. When we went for dinner, we went to the pub first. I can't remember the name. A lovely little pub on a corner of the King's Road in Chelsea. And everyone was staring and pointing and saying, you know, there's Richard. And, you know, rather than getting annoyed by it, he'd sort of, you know, give them a little wave. And I thought, well, that's jolly nice of him. And then we went to the restaurant, and I kid you not, by the end of the meal, the whole of the restaurant had pulled up a chair around our table. It was only a cozy little place, you know, it's like maybe 30 people in there. And he was regaling the entire, you know, the 30 or so guests with stories about his life, about Virgin, and they were loving it. And he, you know, he was so giving in that way. He didn't seem in any way annoyed that these people were interrupting a private dinner. And he was like that all the time. You know, he'd come into the office and he would, Virgin were very good to their staff, and I believe still are. There was a games room downstairs with a table tennis table and some games consoles and free food and free fruit and et cetera. And he would regularly pop in. And he just, you know, made everyone so at ease, and a really huge people person. And of course, there's his legendary vision. You know, I think, you know, that was evident in the way that the company was set up. We had a specific team that purely looked at ideas that people sent him. And every single one was looked at. And obviously, you know, the ones that had viability were taken forwards. But, you know, he had his own he had about 25 group companies at that time. And he still, you know, had this venture capital arm that was actively looking for new ways to make the customer experience better, which is really what the Virgin Group was all about. So, yes, fantastic time working at Virgin and getting to know Richard and learned a lot from him.
Would you say he's influenced you in any way, Suzanne?
Well, I mean, even before I met him, actually, I'd read all of his books, and if you'd have asked me what I wanted, who I wanted to be when I was sort of 15, I would have said I want to be the female Richard Branson. So I've obviously failed on that, and unless, you know, in the next sort of 20 years, I'm going to build and grow sort of 25 companies to the level he has, I think I've failed on that. But he certainly ignited in me my entrepreneurial spark, and I think that was what made it a lot easier to walk away from quite a structured corporate life to set up my own business. And I've spoken to lots of lawyers since who I know would, particularly women actually, who at the point that they had children wanted to still have some career, but they didn't want to have the demands that the, you know, the corporate job placed on them. They just weren't brave, or they didn't feel that they were brave enough to walk away from that and set up their own venture. So I think that he certainly gave me that, and working there as well, you know, even there was always an entrepreneurial yearning there, but it sort of gave me the confidence almost to see that through.
That's great. I mean, you must have been worried as well about stepping away from that well-paid corporate job to set up your own venture.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I was on a multiple six-figure package, and to go from that to nothing is scary for anybody. But I knew that. I mean, I was a corporate lawyer, which are typically, you know, that's the longest hours that you'll ever do in a legal job. It was, you know, regularly you were working 18-hour days, weekends. I think the longest I went without any sleep was 3 nights. Wow. We did the deal. We signed the deal at 10 a.m. on the Monday. I think we'd worked all over the weekend. It was this Swedish management team, and they'd brought their 10 bottles of vodka and or whatever fire water it was from Sweden. And at 10 a.m. after, you know, not having had any sleep for 3 nights, they got that out and did the old, you know, the toast where you have to look each other in the eye, go around the table and skull, etc. I think and then they took us out for lunch and more drinks after that. By 3 p.m., I went home hallucinating because of the lack of sleep, and by then I'm sure the vodka. But it just wasn't a job that was compatible with having a small family. So in the end, it was a fairly easy decision to make, in that I'd just become pregnant with my first child, and I knew that I couldn't carry that on.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
So for me, it was because it was such a tough job, it was almost an easier decision to make, mm-hmm. if you like. And also I was fortunate in that my husband's got a good job. His wage, you know, covered the mortgage, and yes, we'd probably have to go without a few things if my business failed, but you know, we had that security of knowing that the mortgage would be paid. So I think I was in a very fortunate position. And you know, I had confidence in myself. I knew that I was, you know, I'm not only a good technical lawyer, but I've got good people skills. I was actively looking forward to going out and networking and finding new clients. And I thought, well, you know, I'll give it a go. Worst case scenario, I'm sure I can, you know, find another job. But it's a big leap, particularly when you've been in a sort of very structured, high paid job. But I'm eternally grateful that I took that leap.
And that leap, was that to the Small Business Legal Academy? Was that the first venture that you had?
Well, initially, I, as most people who have an expertise do, I set up as a consultancy, and I really wanted to help other women like me. So women who had been in a corporate life, but had quit that because they wanted more flexibility when they were having a family, and they'd set up their own business to enable them to work more flexibly. So my very first business actually was called Lawyers for Mumpreneurs. Dreadful name, but it kind of did what it said on the tin. Mm-hmm. And we won lots of awards for that, because really there were no other legal offerings in the country that were aiming at that particular niche. And very happily at that time, there was a whole industry that was growing up around mumpreneurs. So there were lots of conferences, there were trainings for mumpreneurs, there were bloggers for mumpreneurs, there were membership sites for mumpreneurs. So really, I just became the lawyer of choice for that sort of industry, and very quickly became overbooked. So I realized that I was working the hours I was working in the city, but because I was trying to set my fees, you know, at a much lower level for small businesses to be able to afford my fees, I was getting paid nowhere near what I was in my corporate job.
Right.
So I thought, well, that's not where I wanted to be. I don't want to be working as hard. That was the whole reason for starting my own business. So I got to a sort of one of those sliding doors type moments where I thought, I've got to do something. And I thought, well, I can either hire more lawyers and expand that way, or I can productize my expertise. And I thank my lucky stars pretty much every day that I went for the I'll productize my expertise route rather than I'll take on more lawyers. You know, it's been, yes, a lot of hard work initially to set up that's what ultimately it became, the Small Business Legal Academy. That was my way of productizing my expertise. I remember my youngest, I was breastfeeding my youngest. She was probably only 4 months old when I decided that I wanted to do it. And I sold it before I'd actually created it. And then the idea was that I would produce the content over, I think it was 8 weeks that I'd promised to produce it, but I'd vastly underestimated the amount of work it would take, particularly to film the videos that I wanted to film. And so I was working through the night. I was probably getting 2 hours sleep a night for about those 8 weeks, which did nearly finish me off. but it was, and you know, then it was done. And actually the people who initially bought from me were very generous. And I said, you know, I'm very sorry, but it's taken so long to do the videos. I'm going to follow up, you know, the videos will follow later. And people were very kind about that and said, yeah, no problem. But I think people think with a passive income, there's no work to do at all. But of course there is, there's lots of work to do up front. But the joy of it is that now that that's all set up, you know, the content's there, it's all automated. Obviously I have to spend time in updating it. I'm always adding new documents and new materials to it and making sure that it's all up to date. But once the bulk of the work is done, I'm effectively earning money while I sleep. Mm-hmm. Without the stress of managing other people. So obviously, I mean, I have a small support team, but it's nothing like managing a team of lawyers, for example. That was the early days of the Small Business Legal Academy. And we started out, you know, I say reasonably small, although there was still a very good amount of materials in there. And that was in 2013. So for the last 7 years, we've been constantly adding to that. We've had many, many thousands of members now go through that. We do it on a renewal basis so that if people want to renew for a following 12 months access, they pay a much reduced fee. And I think our renewal rate is something like 85%, which is fantastic.
Wow.
I know I've helped lots and lots of small business owners. It's been very satisfying to do from that perspective. But also it's, you know, it's over the years earned me a very, very nice passive income. It's been a win-win, really.
It's been a wild ride as well, by the sounds of things. And just for anybody who's not come across the Small Business Legal Academy, maybe you could just tell us what it is and why it's of benefit.
Yes. So what I realised was that it's really for very small businesses, probably the micro businesses, although I have larger businesses there. But really who I was creating it for was the micro businesses, up to 10 employees, that kind of size business. And what I realised was 7 years ago was that there was sort of two far-flung ends of the spectrum. You could either pay for one-to-one legal consultancy, which a lot of small businesses just perceived that they didn't have the budget for, so they weren't having any legal protection at all. And then at the other end of the scale were the template sites. But certainly at the time, and they're not actually that much better now, you don't know who's produced them, and very often it was non-lawyers who were producing these templates. But what I found was I had lots of clients coming to me, or people who ultimately became my clients, but they'd first tried a template site, and they brought a template that they'd bought to me and said, I bought this template to do X. I've tried to complete it, but I can't get it to do what I want it to do. And I'd have a look at the template and find that they'd bought completely the wrong thing for what they were trying to do. So there was this kind of grey area in the middle. And I thought, I want to put something together that bridges that gap and gives those small businesses who can't afford or perceive that they don't have the budget for the one-to-one legal advice more of a protection than they're getting at the moment. So my legal academy includes all of the templates that any small business is likely to need. So from terms of business, website terms, privacy notices, cookie policies, IP documents, employment documents. I've got a coronavirus business protection, coronavirus business survival module in there. All of the documents that you can think of that you would need to run and protect your small business are in there. But aside from that, so that's your, I suppose, the sort of more traditional template site offering. But then around that, there's an 8-week email course that guides businesses through the types of legal issues that they're likely to face, because very often small businesses just don't know the issues that they're supposed to be thinking about. And then that course sort of signposts people to the resources within the academy that will help them. So, for example, there's the first part of that course is a legal audit. And it might say, you know, have you used a designer to design your logo? Yes. If yes, have you got an effective assignment of intellectual property? Does it say this, this, and this? If not, then go and look at the IP assignment letter and get that signed. So it's a very easy to use way of directing people, identifying the legal issue, and then directing people to the resources.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top-quality support at rock-bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
There's trainings in there. I do regular monthly trainings on the sort of hot issues and upcoming issues. There's a comprehensive ebook in there. There's checklists. There's lots of guidance notes. There is action plans for people who actually want to take it on a week by week basis and put all of the legals in place in their business. I literally put everything in there that I could think of that would make it as easy as possible for small businesses to put all the legals in place and protect their business.
You're right. It's one of the areas that I think most business owners tend to overlook, particularly when you're just getting started. It's an area that you think, yeah, I'll get to that later. Right now, I'm really excited because I'm starting my business and, you know, I want to set up a website. I want to start getting clients. And you don't really put too much thought behind the legal aspect of what you're creating. And of course, these days, you have to have that type of protection.
Well, that's it. It's not a purchase that business owners are excited to make, to be honest. It is similar to the insurance buying process, I suppose. It's not a fancy new logo or a website or, you know, they're the kind of things that excite business owners. But you see, the reason that I'm so passionate about helping small business owners with this is that I see what happens when they don't cover themselves. And very often it would have been so easy for them to have protected themselves. So for example, I had a lady come to me and she said, very small, it was just her in her business. She was, I can't remember, she was a consultant, and she'd paid a friend to do all of her website copy for her. And she paid her £5,000, which is not an insignificant amount, obviously. And they were friends, so there was no contract, and they fell out. Because I think there had been some understanding that the friend would somehow get involved in the business, and that was not quite the understanding that this lady had, and they fell out. And then the person who'd wrote the web copy said, well, you're not using it. And you know, my client said, well, hang on a minute, I've paid you £5,000 for it. And the other person said, sorry, you're not using it. And so she came to me and I said, well, have you got a contract? And she said, no. And I said, have you got a separate assignment of IP? And she said, no. And I said, oh, we might have a problem then. And she said, but hang on a minute, I've paid for it. I said, that doesn't matter. If you're paying a freelancer to do something, then you need an assignment of intellectual property rights. Now, there might be an argument over an implied license to use it, but that brings its own problems with it, you know, in terms of, in some instances, you might want to, you know, if you've got a name or something like that, you might want to trademark it. And if you don't have the full rights over it, that can cause problems, etc. And so this lady could have avoided all of those problems with literally a one-page letter that is available in my legal academy. And she didn't. And so she said goodbye to that £5,000. Now, we could have potentially taken her to court, the other lady to court, but it wasn't a slam dunk. It wasn't certain that we would win that at all. There was no contract, that because there was the confusion over the sort of partnership arrangement, etc. So she said goodbye to £5,000, and she could have easily solved that if she'd just had a bit of knowledge and access to a one-page document. And that caused her so much stress. And, you know, it was literally her life savings had gone into this business, and suddenly she was, you know, sort of a £5,000 down before she'd even started the business up. So a salutary lesson to all of us. And that's just one example of the many hundreds of things that I've seen. And that is, as I say, that's why I'm so so passionate about helping very small businesses, because it's often so simple to solve a problem before it's even become a problem.
You're right. There are so many horror stories that you hear of things like that happening. And also, I think, you know, one of the key points there is that even if you've paid somebody £5,000 or $5,000 for a service, then the question can come about, which is, have you just licensed that content? Is that payment as a license that, of course, can expire? Or is it a full-on buyout of the intellectual property, as you say? And I think a lot of people can get confused between those two things. And that's why a lot of people will then say, well, it's fine, take me to court. But the problem with that is, of course, going to court means that you incur a whole load of costs from both sides. And also, it's the time it takes to prepare all the information to go to court. So
absolutely no small business owner wants to end up in court, really don't. It's to be avoided at all costs. So yes, you're absolutely right. It's not somewhere that anybody wants to go, unless you've got a really watertight case. Because the problem is that if there is any debate as to how it's going to go, then you can find yourself liable for the other party's costs. So not just your own solicitor's costs if you've had a solicitor to help you go to court, but also the other side's costs as well if you don't actually win. So it's only really if you've got a watertight case that I personally, you know, I would be happy to be in court. Otherwise, it's really to be avoided at all costs.
Yeah, and this is why you hear, I think, a lot in the newspapers or on the TV that a settlement was reached on the steps of the courtroom, because people actually, they'll push it as far as they can, but then they want actually just to settle before it gets into the courtroom, because that opens up a whole load of areas where you can come unstuck as well.
Yes, that's true. But the best thing is to not have these problems come up at all, because even if you've got something going on that might go to court, the stress of that is just immense. And if you're preparing for court, you know, most of the legal fees are incurred before you actually get to the court doors. So, you know, even if you settle at the door, it's not ideal. By far, the best idea is just to know your risks, to cover those off by having the right documents in place and not have to worry about any of it.
And I think for anybody who's got any type of business as well, something like the Small Business Legal Academy is definitely worth checking out. Where can people find out more about that, Suzanne?
Well, if they go to smallbusinesslegalacademy.co.uk/SBLA, which is the abbreviation for Small Business Legal Academy, that's the best website to go to. It has a little video that explains what it's all about and lots of testimonials there. And everything, a whole list of all of the materials that are included, etc. And we also actually have, although that's the only one that's sort of publicly facing for sale, we also have an elite membership, which gives people access to a VIP Facebook group where they can ask me any questions that they have. And lots of our members love that because it saves them so much time. So all of the materials would ultimately give them the answers, but it might take them a while to actually, you know, go through the permutations and work out exactly what they need to know. Whereas they can just, you know, the abridged version is just to go into the group, ask me the question, and I give them the answer. And also things just from my 20, gosh, how many years is it now? Is it 23? I don't know. I've forgotten how old I am. Anyway, a long time of experience of just dealing with, you know, business matters. People go in there and ask me about how to deal with suppliers, for example, or, you know, negotiations with suppliers. So I try to help my members in every way that I can and give them the best possible position to be in.
And for anybody listening as well, I'd say that, you know, it's definitely worth checking that out. Do give us the website address again, Suzanne.
smallbusinesslegalacademy.co.uk/SBLA. It's also on, there's a tab for it on my suzannedibble.com website. And that's, if you want to contact me directly through the contact form, that's the best place to find me, suzannedibble.com.
Great. And in more recent times, you've published a book on GDPR, which is a phrase a lot of people may have heard of, but they might not be aware of what GDPR is. First of all, what it stands for, and also how it can affect any kind of business that they have. I was wondering if if you don't mind, just to spend a second or so just explaining more about GDPR.
Absolutely, yes. It was a year of blood, sweat and tears to write this book, but I'm so pleased I did. We've now got 135 five-star reviews on Amazon, and it's really helped small businesses, which is absolutely what I wanted to do with it. So GDPR stands for General Data Protection Regulations. If you've never heard of that, then I'm not sure where you've been, because there was a big media furore about it 2 years ago when it came into force, mainly because of the vastly increased fines that came into effect with it. So if you are in breach of the GDPR, then in theory, you could be fined up to 20 million euros or 4% of your global turnover for the last financial year if you are a very big business. So, you know, the Facebooks and Googles of the world, it can have a real impact on them. Mm-hmm. And indeed, Google's already been fined 50 million euros by the French Data Protection Authority. And Facebook's, poor Facebook's fighting it on every front, I think, from pretty much every European regulator. So I don't know how much they're going to be fined.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
But yes, I found that obviously pre-GDPR, I was helping small businesses with every area of business law. I had done a good bit of data protection work when I was at Virgin, actually. I did a big group-wide project looking at data protection in all of the Virgin Group companies. And I must have done a reasonable job, because they actually nominated me for the Solicitor of the Year award as a result of that work, and I was voted runner-up in that, which was massively great. Unexpected. And the guy who won it actually was doing some huge infrastructure deal in Africa that had saved hundreds of thousands of lives. So I'll give him that one. I don't mind being a runner-up to somebody who saved hundreds of thousands of lives. but that was when my sort of first foray into data protection. And then I realized I was consulting with a global data company on the GDPR, and I was in one of my Facebook groups, and I'd noticed a lot of, there was probably around sort of January time, it came in May, sort of January, February, there were questions in business groups on Facebook, and I was seeing that there was a lot of wrong advice going around these Facebook groups. And you know how it is in networking. It's generally the person that shouts loudest, everyone thinks they're right. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't the case. And then somebody in my, I've got a Facebook group actually for women entrepreneurs. Somebody in there said, does anybody know an expert in GDPR? And I thought, oh my goodness, I've been so busy consulting with, you know, this global data company that I've totally overlooked my small business community and the problems that they're having with understanding GDPR. So I set up my GDPR Facebook group, which is called GDPR for Online Entrepreneurs. And very quickly, that grew to 40,000 people within probably just over a month. Certainly within 2 months, it was at those levels. Because there was really nowhere for small businesses to go to get the advice that they needed. It's a hugely complex regulation. And for those who weren't already familiar with data protection laws, it was a whole new thing. And many, I was surprised actually at how many small businesses weren't aware of the then existing data protection laws. It was all new to them. You know, they couldn't get through to the ICO, which is the regulator in the UK. The helplines, you know, people were waiting 2 hours to speak to somebody at the ICO. They couldn't afford to pay a lawyer on a one-to-one basis. So I set up my Facebook group and I committed to post a video a day for 90 days, which was the amount of time from when I decided to do it until the GDPR coming into force. And I managed to do that. I posted a video every single day for 90 days, even when it was 2 a.m. and we had all kinds of technical problems or whatever, I managed to post a video, including from the top of the Marina Bay Sands Hotel in Singapore on my husband's 50th birthday.
Wow.
And we helped, you know, we helped tens and tens of thousands of small business owners. And that was great, but I knew that there was lots of people who don't absorb videos well. So I knew that I wanted to do something like a book to help those small business owners who needed something more solid, if you like, to go back and, you know, it was laid out more in a logical order that they could highlight things if they needed to and tag things, etc. So I had been thinking of a book for a while. Discussions with Wiley, who produced the Dummies Guides, went on for a while as well. They'd actually approached me 2 years earlier to write a book totally out of the blue, because I was guest blogging for Barclays, who again had come to me totally out of the blue, and they asked me to write the Dummies Guide to Small Business Law in the UK, and it just wasn't the right time for me to do that, so I'd said no to that. But then I had those contacts and I just went straight to them and said, look, I want to write this book, are you interested? And they snapped my hands off. And the reason that I wanted to go with the Dummies brand is because, well, A, obviously it's a very well-known brand, but B, it really summed up the essence of what I was all about, which is taking a very complex subject and making it so easy that, you know, my grandma can understand it. I'll say, you know, they call it a dummy. I don't think, you know, certainly none of my readers are dummies, but, you know, it's really about simplifying it as much as possible. And that's what I've done. I've produced a very comprehensive yet simple guide to the GDPR in a practical context, because I think a lot of these textbooks are, well, here's what the law says, but then they don't actually apply it to how that works in your business. So in the marketing chapter, for example, I've broken it down into all the different types of marketing and explained how GDPR actually applies to Facebook marketing. You know, if you've got a Facebook group, what does that mean for that? If you've got a Facebook page, what does that mean for that? What does that mean for custom audiences? What does that mean for your email list? What does that mean, etc. So it's had really, really good response from not just small business owners, actually, but also data protection professionals and data protection officers who have just found it an exceptionally useful reference guide.
I've got my copy right here.
As you can hear it.
And, you know, I mean, but to have written a Dummies Guide, I mean, that's a real achievement, I think, for anybody and for any author to be, you know, associated with such a well-known and established brand. That's huge. I mean, adding a published author to your long list of accolades, Suzanne, it sounds to me like you are a super determined person. How hard do you push yourself?
If you ask my husband that now, he'd laugh because I've literally not worked for September or August because of a number of things that have happened. But it just depends. I've got to have the inspiration to do it, and then it's a joy to do it almost. I think it's got to be fun. It's got to be enjoyable. I don't know about you, but I've toyed with the miracle morning, you know, where you get up at 5 mm-hmm. and you do your affirmations and you do this and then you do that and you do an hour on your one thing and, you know, whatever. I'm very sort of A-type macho, you know, let's smash all our goals. And it works for me for a bit, but then I just want to go back to a normal life and have a bit of a lie-in. So I'm not... I'd say I'm nowhere near as ambitious and determined as I used to be. Certainly in my 30s, I was, I was going to take over the world in my 30s. But now I'm really realizing what my priorities are, and they are my family, and Well, if I'm totally honest, holidays.
which isn't an easy thing at the moment, is it? That's the problem.
Well, I've just bought a camper van, so that's my way of making sure I still get the holidays. But you know, and I won't do anything really that interferes with that now. And I had great plans for a new project. We were going to get venture capital investment. We were, you know, it was a big tech build. It would be fantastic, but I think ultimately I've decided, after a year of you know, sort of going through the permutations of that, that life's just a bit too short, and I'm going to just do a scaled down version of that. So in terms of what's next, the big sort of all singing, all dancing plan is probably out of the window. But what I am going to do is really just upgrade the existing offering, make it even better, and just try and reach out to and help more small business owners. So yeah, just more of the same, but doing it better and helping more people.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
I also really want to help charities as well, actually. So this will happen. I've had lots of modules within my legal academy, and I really want to put together a charity module for charities, and probably give that away to those charities to help them, because we did a special offer. Well, in fact, we gave it away without charge, the GDPR pack that I put together to help charities become compliant. Unfortunately, the demand was so great. There's clearly a charity grapevine, because as soon as the word got round that we were doing this free GDPR pack, we were inundated. So we had to charge a small fee in the end to cover our admin costs. But even so, I know that we helped an awful lot of charities to become compliant with GDPR. So I'd like to do more for charities, definitely. And expand the offering past GDPR into other areas of, you know, what charities need to consider as well.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like, you know, you've certainly got a plan in place for what you want to do next, but also that maybe that work-life balance now has to kind of play more of a part of what you want for yourself moving forward, as opposed to doing so much to give to other people. So that's really important, I think, as well. So, you're obviously super busy, super motivated. How can people find out more about you, Suzanne? If they want to reach out, if they want to join the Small Business Legal Academy, or they want to grab a copy of your book, where can they go to find out more information?
Well, the book's on Amazon. It is on offer at the moment. So it's I think it's $16.99 instead of $23.99. So a search for GDPR for Dummies on Amazon will find you the book. It's probably the easiest and you know, quickest place to get it from. And in terms of contacting me, there's a contact form on my website, suzannedibble.com. get in touch that way, and we can direct you to, you know, it might be the legal academy that you need. It might be that we do occasionally some one-to-one consultancy. If you've got a particularly exciting project, then we will consider that. But yeah, if you just want to say hi, then reach out. I'm on Twitter as Law for Online Business, although I'm not on Twitter very much these days. So I do check it every now and then, my messages, so you can always say hi there. Or Facebook is also a good one, or LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn as well. But if you want to make sure that I see it, a contact message through suzannedibble.com is probably your best bet.
That's great. And Suzanne, thank you so much for your time today. It's been an absolute joy chatting with you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here again on behalf of Coach Dave. That is it for this interview. We do hope you enjoyed it and picked up some good tips for your business ventures. We have 50 more such interviews that we are editing and adding to the Academy site to help you. These are just a tiny fraction of the training, tutorials, case studies, and guides you will find for your use within the Academy site. Signing up is free, and there is a private exclusive community you can also join at no cost. Lastly, don't forget the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. You can gain full access to all the resources and also earn a bump in affiliate commissions as a paid member. Depending on the plan selected, it can cost as little as $6 a month. Unbelievable. Take action and change your life. Okay, Adam out. Coach Dave and I will see you on the inside.